Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, Lafayette, Indiana, home of the Knights. Welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, championship game of the Hoosier Conference. Tonight, it's the Tipton Blue Devils and the Central Catholic Knights. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, that's ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll mention both teams are on the surface. They're taking shots at their leisure. The coaches meeting right there with the officials. See a couple of officials. They got their overcoats on. Looking for the final official. I'm sure he'll be here. Absolutely. Now, these see the athletic directors. The conversation over near the foyer. And a good conversation right there. That's Corey Fernung and Tim Bourdonnais. Got to talk to Tim Bourdonnais's mom and dad once again. That's always a blessing for me. Appreciate that. Well, mentioned the first game here, the JV contest, was decided by Central Catholic. Central Catholic got the win. 10:35 left here in the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention the Blue Devils. We're going to wear the all-black uniforms, wear the blue numerals outlined in white. That's their away uniforms. One of them, mentioned Central Catholic, going to wear the customary white uniforms. The dark blue navy numerals. Mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. Back home, there's seating capacity, not many more than Central Catholic. Back home, Tipton can seat comfortably 3,050. Tipton Blue Devils are going to host their own sectional this year, Class 2A, sectional 39, there will be seven in that sectional. The records of the teams in their sectional, just like this. The Blue Devils are currently 20 wins, one loss. Blackford, the Bruins are 11-10. Taylor Titans, they're 14 wins, seven losses. Eastern Comets, for an even 10-10. Addison Grant, the Argyles are 5-13. Brooke, the Panthers are 5-14, and the Elwood Panthers are 7 wins, 13 losses. Principal at Tipton High School is Mr. Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The assistant AD and the middle school athletic director, and also staff here for basketball, is Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 Lake Road 19 in Indiana, 46072. And dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web at TiptonAthletics.com. Tipton Blue Devils, they wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference along with Lafayette Central Catholic. Mention this East and West Division, how they ended up this season, how they're happening tonight. We'll mention Tipton, they're 3-0 in the East. They won the East outright. Hamilton Heights, 2-1. Western, 1-2. Northwestern finished 0-3. We'll mention in the West Division, Central Catholic Knights, it's 3-1, give them the right to play. Here, the host ball game, West Division hosting this year. Girls were just the opposite. We'll mention Central Catholic 3-1. Twin Lakes 3-1. Central Catholic head to head. Twin Lakes got the win. Then the right to play at the top and for the all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference. We'll also mention West Lafayette. West Division at 2-2. Benton Central at 2-2. And Rensselaer Central at 0-4. Tipton Blue Devils will remind you they are currently 20 wins, one loss. Finished 3-0 in the East. And tonight is going to be the All the Marbles contest with Central Catholic. The Blue Devils, in 21 ball games, they average offensively per game 69.6 points per game, give up defensively an average 51.1. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Since working in year number 5 at Tipton High School, he has 34 wins, 34 losses. Burrell is working in year number 43, 581 wins, 393 losses. And that's an overall record in his 43rd year. Well, next, the next game for Tipton on the agenda be their final game of the regular season. That'll happen on the 22nd, the Thursday the 22nd, 6 o'clock, KD, 7:30 varsity. The Blue Devils will be at the LaPel Bulldogs. As mentioned, that'll be the regular season final for both teams. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights, they have a school enrollment of 296. They have a gym capacity right here of 3,028. Central Catholic Knights are Class 2A, Sectional 38, will host their own sectional right here. There's 6 teams in it. We'll remind you, Central Catholic Knights, their school was founded in 1956. So the 6 teams in the sectional at Central Catholic, they're like this. Central Catholic Knights are currently 12 wins, 6 losses. Clinton Prairie, the Gophers, 16 wins, 2 losses. Seeker, the Seeker Patriots, are 12 wins, 7 losses. Carroll, the Carroll Cougars, 15 wins, 7 losses. Delphi, they're 9-11. And Covington are 10-11. Principal, Central Catholic High School, Mr. Darrell Beck. Athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. The assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. We'll remind you, Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 7909. You can reach them by telephone at 765-474-2496. The web is LCCAthletics.com for the colors navy blue and white. Also perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, they are in the West Division. They have won the West Division. Tipton, Central Catholic. Remind you, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights are 12 wins, 6 losses. It's the West at 3-1. 18 ball games. Central Catholic Knights average 50.8 points per game. Give up an average of 48.9. Head coach for Central Catholic Knights, Coach Drake Barrett. Drake Barrett working in year number 2 at Central Catholic High School. We're all record 24-18. Next game on the agenda for Central Catholic, Saturday, happens tomorrow night. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Central Catholic Knights will travel to the Crawfordsville Athenians. So the Knights come back out of their locker room. We'll mention a little bit about what's happening in the Hoosier Conference tonight. Crossover games. Four games crossed over. We'll mention last night. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. That leaves 1 team looking for another game, and we'll mention last night. February 15th, 8 o'clock game, varsity, Couch Mustang traveled to Rensselaer Central, and Couch Mustang got the win, 69-54. Tonight in the Hoosier Conference, a Friday night, February 16th, snow outside. It's going to be gone relatively soon. It's going to be 50 degrees next week, 60 on Wednesday. So this snow is only temporary, making travel a little bit treacherous. We'll pray for those who have made it to the game to make it back home. So mention tonight, going for first or second place to Hoosier Conference. Blue Devils for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Game slated for a 7:30 start. We're a little bit behind time. 2 minutes left on the pregame clock. Also in the Hoosier Conference, going for third or fourth place in the conference, Hamilton Heights Huskies are at Twin Lake tonight doing battle with the Indians. Going for fifth or sixth place tonight in the Hoosier Conference, Eastern Panthers are at Benton Central, home of the Bison. Going for seventh or eighth place tonight, Northwestern Tigers at West Lafayette doing battle with the Red Devils. And I got to mention, Red Devils football player, he went to Purdue, played football, played last Sunday in the Super Bowl. A year earlier, he played in the Super Bowl. He's a second-year member. He was drafted in the first round last year. Number 56 for the Kansas City Chiefs, George Karlaftis. Karlaftis was in on a couple of early sacks the first quarter. That was a pretty good ball game. Went overtime. Actually, going way to go, but Kansas City got their second win in 2 years consecutive. Let's hope they don't repeat. So 48 seconds rolling down. We'll mention coverage of Blue Devil basketball in Gibson County Sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition online at GibsonCountyTribune.com. Updates on games and results. You can follow Michelle Garman, the at symbol, Shell, Wells, underscore Garman. Find her on X, formerly known as Twitter. Again, that's at Michelle, underscore Garman. And we're going to stand as we honor our country. Playing of our national anthem. I'm just going to empty out. Second, everybody standing at attention. Becoming quite quiet here in the gymnasium. Start with opening prayer. I our Father, to talk with him prior to the game on the wise God. Bless us with opening prayer. And then national anthem. We'll step this down.
Let's pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gracious God, we thank you for this evening on this cold and snowy night. We pray for all those who may be affected by the weather, especially those who are traveling, those who are homeless. Thank you for the athletic gifts and abilities of our players and coaches. We ask that those gifts be used to glorify you. Thank you for giving us the gift of good sportsmanship and to protect all of us as we stay together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father God, bless all of you, Father, Son, and Spirit.
National anthem that was performed beautifully. The Central Catholic and here in the upper balcony. Well done. Look up there. We'll miss it. We're going to mention the starting lineups here momentarily. Here in the gymnasium, we'll go ahead and head start. We'll mention the visiting team, Blue Devils. They're going to start like this. wearing number 3, 6'6" junior, 18.1 points per game average, 7.4 rebounds per game at 8.6 assists. That's Brady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, the Blue Devil, 6'2" junior, 2 points per game average, Sam Quigley. Wearing number 11, 6'1" senior, 20.4 points per game average. That's Nolan Swan. Wearing number 12 for the Blue Devils, 6'4" senior, 7 points per game average, 5.5 rebounds per game, Ryan Tracy. Wearing number 23, a 6-foot senior, 13.1 points per game average, Jackson Money, the head coach, Cliff Hawkins. To turn the lights out, I'm glad I got this cell phone right here, Illumination. Mention the starting lineup for Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll start like this. Having number 12, a 6-foot junior, 6.5 points per game average. Bobby Metzger, he's also the quarterback for Central Catholic. Having number 14, 6'1" in sophomore, 8.1 points per game average, Mikey Stapleton. Wearing number 20, 6'1" senior, 5.1 points per game average, Nick Page. Wearing number 22, 6'5" junior, 9.7 points per game average, Ray Clayton. Wearing number 34, 6'6" senior, he's a 4-year starter for Central Catholic, 11.1 points per game average, 2 rebounds per game, Albert Schwartz. The head coach for Central Catholic is Drake Barrett. So they're working right there. They're announcing the starters. Finishing up right there. Lights are still out. They got the cell phones up. It's about like I'm going to a concert, but back in those days, they had lighters. A lot more dangerous to have a lighter than a cell phone. So they're going to pitch in the officials on the floor, all three, right here, and then should be a good ball game. 7:40 on the wristwatch. Coming up, Central Catholic is 34 Albert Schwartz, 6'6" senior, jumping up for the Blue Devils. It's Grady Carpenter, 6'6" junior, and I'm getting ready to toss it up. You know, blow the whistle, and here we go. Hoosier Conference in the balance right here tonight. So we're going to maneuver some guys' feet right there. Not going to have an advantage, disadvantage. Quigley standing right beside Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton plays a good third base. Ball tipped to the backcourt. Somebody picks up by Stapleton. In the front court, that is. Stapleton with the basketball. He works it back. Nick Page, reverse layup, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter to the front court. Crossing the sideline at a quick pace. Dribbled in the lane. He'll go off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Lost the handle. Albert Schwartz pick up the loose ball. It's going to be a first foul in the ball game. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. For 3, Grady Carpenter. He has 1. He's foul number 1. We're in the first quarter. That's begun 20 seconds into it. No score. We're going to bring it to the timeline. Central Catholic guard, Bobby Metzger. Working left side around the perimeter. Working back, Ray Clayton. Out top, Albert Schwartz. For right side behind the arc, 22, Ray Clayton. They'll work it in. Schwartz, bounce pass back to Clayton. Lost the handle. Picked up there. That was Ryan Tracy. They're going to say he had a foot on the sideline. Make him out of bounds. Could have given the ball back. Central Catholic. 7:20 on the game clock. Going to bring it in from side court. It's going to be Nick Page. Trigger the inbound. He guarded lightly there on the inbound by Nolan Swan. They'll bounce it out top. Triple threat of Abel. Bobby Z. Metzger will dribble. They're moving around the perimeter. Ray Clayton. They'll work it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Albert Schwartz. 2-0 contest. Blue Devils in the front court. They'll work the basketball outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Ryan Tracy. Scored off the rim. Wouldn't go. Trying for the rebound there. Couldn't quite get it. He's out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson Money. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. Triggered in, Ray Clayton. He'll get the ball in on the dribble now. It's Bobby Metzger. We're going to get him, Sam Quigley, full court pressure. They're back in the front court, Nick Page. Top of the basketball, Mikey Stapleton. He'll pass it down low. trying to get Albert Schwartz in the paint, ball tipped out of bounds, as touched by Tipton. So bringing that ball in, left of the bucket on the baseline, going to be triggered in by number 12, Bobby Metzger. Bringing in the paint, Albert Schwartz could go up the shot, couldn't get the bucket. He ground out of there, picked up by Grady Carpenter. Carpenter, sharp pass to the front court, Jackson Money. Side the paint, two-point shot good on the baseline. Jackson Money ties the ball game at two. The front court with the basketball. Bobby Metzger to the left side. Hey, Clayton. Back around, outside the arc, and Merkin left side, and moves down low. Clayton, ball deflected, and it's picked up. I Sam Quigley. They'll work it up ahead. Jackson Money, he'll dish off. Ryan Tracy. Tracy couldn't get the shot to go. Going to whistle a foul. Let's see if this foul was during the shot. They're going to say yes. Ryan Tracy going to shoot two. Fouls whistled on Central Catholic 14, Mikey Stapleton. Ryan Tracy shooting 73% at the strike. First shot up, comes around, hits the backboard, and falls in. 3-2 contest, Tipton by one. 6:11 left, we're in the first quarter. Going to throw it up once again, Ryan Tracy, second shot, so good. 4-2 ball game. 6:11, ball brought in. Bobby Metzger crossing the timeline at a quick pace. To the left side, being picked up there by Dan Quigley. Right side around the perimeter. 14, Mikey Stapleton. Out top on the dribble now, Ray Clayton. I take that back. Albert Schwartz. Albert Schwartz will get the ball back from Nick Page. He's trying to back his way down in the paint. Reverse layup is good. Albert Schwartz. 4-4 contest. Early going. 5:44 left here in the first quarter. Tipton in the front court, Quigley. Corner baseline to bring it back out. Nolan Swan. Pretty the opposite corner. Ryan Tracy. Back out to Grady Carpenter. Going to be picked up there by Nick Page in the paint. Get rid of it. Does pass it back outside. Nolan Swan being guarded there by Bobby Metzger. Metzger going to pick up the foul. Swan trying to take a floater outside the paint, right side near the baseline. The whistle is foul on number 12, Bobby Metzger. Bobby Metzger, a 6-foot junior. Bobby Metzger handles the football quite well. Shot rimmed around off the backboard and in. Nolan Swan, 5-4 contest, Tipton in front. Nolan Swan shooting 84% at the strike. And shot also good. 6-4 contest, Blue Devils by two. Bobby Metzger going to slow it up and bring it across the timeline. He was picked up in the half court by Tim Bigby. So we're back to Metzger, left side. Nick Page behind the arc, back out top. We're back to Page around the perimeter. Tried to go to the corner with it. It's going to be off of Blue Devil. But then Nolan Swan going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central Catholic. 5:11 left. We're in the first quarter. 6-4 contest. Starting out pretty good. We try to toss it in. They do. Outside the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Mikey Stapleton. Time going to go. Tipped around. Picked up by Nolan Swan. He'll outlet to half court. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picked up the dribble. Back out to Nolan. He'll dribble in. The baseline drive. If he gets to the corner. Jackson Money, 3-point shot, rims out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Mikey Stapleton. The front court on the dribble. Mikey Stapleton will pass it back out. Ray Clayton picked up there by Jackson Money. Sit around the perimeter, left side, Bobby Metzger. Metzger on the dribble. He'll bring it back out. Bounce it down low. Bounce pass. Gets it into Albert Schwartz. He'll dish off. Ray Clayton. Clayton for two off the glass. 6-6 ball game. For 27 on the game clock. In the front court, Jackson Money on the dribble. Bring it out behind the arc. He's picked up there by Ray Clayton. They get it to Nolan Swan. He'll go to the corner with it. Before shot would go, Ryan Tracy. Down Bobby Metzger. The front court. Crossover dribble. He'll work at left side. Nick Page back out to Metzger. Around the perimeter. Stapleton. Now back to Metzger. Picked up there by Jackson Money. Side the arc, Mikey Stapleton. Working inside, Albert Schwartz. They try to back his way down. Kick it back out. Stapleton being guarded there by Sam Quigley. 3:53 on the game clock. Pretty long possession here in the front court. Tipton providing good defense. About to down low. Reverse layup. Nick Page wouldn't go. Down Ryan Tracy. Let Grady Carpenter. Carpenter across the free throw line. They go to the corner with it. 3-point shot is good. Sam Quigley shooting 39% behind the 3-point strike. Now 30 for 75 on the season. on the dribble to work it outside the arc. Three-point shot, Mikey Stapleton. Rims out long, rebound, Albert Schwartz. In the paint, lost the handle. Set by Tipton, Sam Quigley. Out of Nolan Swan. Look at the Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Dribble in, he'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket. Grady Carpenter might have got away with a shoulder drop. Got the bucket, no call. Point bucket good for Grady. 11-6 contest. Blue Devils by 5. Bring it down low again. Albert Schwartz off the glass. Two-point bucket. Albert Schwartz. Three-point advantage for the Blue Devils. It's 11-8. 2:48 on the game clock. Across the timeline, a little bit slower pace. Grady Carpenter. They're working left side. Nolan Swan. Dribbling outside the paint. Score pass quickly. To the corner. Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. From the corner again. That's Ryan Tracy. He'll bring the ball back out. He'll start it up straight away. Grady Carpenter. Left side behind the arc. Three-point shot. Didn't go. That was Jackson Money. Rebound on Mikey Stapleton. Dish off point guard. Bobby Messer back to Stapleton. Well behind the arc. Working left side. Page picking the ball back. Albert Schwartz shot wouldn't go in the paint. Rebound Tipton. Grady Carpenter. To the front court. Underneath. Working back around. Nolan Swan back to Grady. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Albert Schwartz of Central Catholic. A lot of times down the floor, guys started hitting a good percentage. Scoreboard's going to light up. 11-8 contest. Blue Devils by 3. 22 on the game clock. To bounce it in, Albert Schwartz in the paint. Turn around and take a dumper. I hand it off the glass. Two-point shot good for Albert Schwartz. 11-10 contest. Blue Devils by 1. 37 left here in the first quarter. Outside the arc, Ryan Tracy. Now back out top. Grady Carpenter. Out now some directions. Now Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. He'll dribble in the paint. He'll take a floater. He got bumped. No foul. They're going to go the other way. Rebound there. Mikey Stapleton. The front court. Stapleton lost the handle. The way picked up by Ryan Tracy. Now Nolan Swan. Swan's going to take a long three. He'll stop and pop a three. It's going to be a timeout called. And Coach Greg Barrett. 14-10. The first at the quarter break, I should say 1:10 left here in the quarter. Team for 10 for Central Catholic, we'll mention. Second time out, we'll mention the floor store. The east edge of Tipton, stop by, look around. The floor store may leave you speechless. You may find that shopping online isn't really necessary when experience is required. They are just east on State Road 28. Just beyond the car dealership, located 1003 East Jefferson Street. They'll lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices and your decisions. The floor store, 765-675-6230. 765-675-6230. That's the floor store. It's going to be brought in backcourt. Nick Page. Bobby Messer going to dribble across the timeline. Slow pace can be picked up. The court by Sam Quigley. That's it right side behind the arc. Nick Page get the ball back. Working in the front court. 57 seconds left. And the dribble out top in the ball game for LCC is number 10, Alex Hardebeck. Top once again, Bobby Messer. They get the ball back. Also in the ball game, 23, Charlie Seberg. Bringing the 6'1 junior. Alex Hardebeck, a 6'2 senior, and the ball tipped away and stolen in the front court by Tipton. The direction, short off the rim, long three-point shot wouldn't go. Nolan Swan chasing down the board right here, Grady Carpenter. Second opportunity in the front court, spin move to Payne. Couldn't get the shot, going to be a blocked shot. Alex Hardebeck, 2 senior, blocked the shot of Grady Carpenter. So rare occurrence. 14 seconds left. Central Catholic in the front court, going to lose the ball. Picked up by Sam Quigley. 10 seconds left. Nolan Swan going to dribble in off the glass. He's going to get the layup, and he'll shoot one more. So Nolan Swan going to go to the strike once again. 6.4 left. They're going to whistle a foul on number 12, Bobby Metzger. Metzger going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Central Catholic, number 14, Mikey Stapleton. 16-10 contest, Nolan Swan, get one shot, and he got it. Three-point play for Nolan, 6.4 left. Dribble through the sideline, Nick Page, pass off. 1 second. Got the shot away. It should have been goes, and it goes. Nick Page, ready for the shot at the buzzer. Left elbow extended. 3-4 at the first quarter break. 17 in Central Catholic. 13. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Coolers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, located at 135 East Jefferson Street in Indiana, 46072. You can reach Jewelers by telephone. 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Ball game for Tipton to be Gavin Hare, number 4, Landon Spidell, 21, Nolan Swan, 11, 23, Jackson Money, and number 3, Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, also possession arrow gets it to Tipton. Nick Page in the ball game, going to guard Nolan Swan, though they get down low. Outside the paint, Nolan wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter, rebound, Albert Schwartz. Page in the front court again, number 10, Alex Hardebeck, he'll bring the ball back out. Mikey Stapleton. There we go. Mikey Stapleton. Pretty good long ball. Hit one home run this year. Left field line at home. We're going to back around the perimeter. Nick Page, right side to go to the corner with it. That's 23, Charlie Seaberg. Charlie Seaberg, also a good pitcher tonight. Foul in the front court. They're going to whistle this foul on Landon Seidel. Seidel has one. Foul here in the second quarter. Could be brought in. Central Catholic on their baseline, left of the bucket. Brought in Nick Page to the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Mikey Stapleton was loose, picked up by Nolan Swan. He crossed the timeline on the dribble, lost the handle. Albert Schwartz to the front court, hard a bit. Back to Albert Schwartz in the paint. They go off the glass, couldn't get the shot to go. Down Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter. Now back to Jackson in the front court. Back around, Nolan Swan. Get outside the arc, 3-point shot in the air. Jackson Money rims out, wouldn't go. Down tipped away, picked up by Mikey Stapleton. To the front court, Nick Page. Page with the basketball out top, Mikey Stapleton. Thought about a three, back to Nick Page. The dribble picked up there by Nolan Swan. Have a Central Catholic sub check in here momentarily. Also, we're going to have a then Blue Devil sub. Going to be Sam Quigley. Outside the arc, Charlie Seaver. 3-point shot. Couple of steps behind the arc. Left of center. Tipton, 17. To Catholic, 16. Across the timeline at a walk pace, Grady Carpenter. On the dribble. 6:20 left. Gavin Hare back to Grady Carpenter. Picked up there by Alex Hardebeck. Outside the arc, Gavin Hare. Sits to Nolan Swan. Picked up screen from Gavin. Gavin's going to try a 3. One shot off the rim short. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, Albert Schwartz. To Catholic. Page in the front court. Right side, Mikey Stapleton back to Page. Charlie Steber going to bounce it in. Elbow left side. Albert Schwartz inside out play. 3-point shot, Nick Page wouldn't go. Rebound, Nolan Swan. To the front court, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to bring it back out here. Reset the offense. Grady Carpenter. Left side, he'll dribble in baseline. Being guarded there by Hardebeck. He'll bounce it down low. Landon Spidell. They're going to whistle a foul. And Landon Spidell is going to go to foul strike. Double team right there. Trying to go up off the glass in the paint right side. Landon Spidell got clobbered. They're going to whistle a foul on Robert Schwartz. He has one. Foul here in the second quarter in Central Catholic. Landon Spidell, first shot is good. Back in the ballgame for Central Catholic, we're going to see number 22, Grady Clayton. Back in the ballgame for Central from Tipton is Sam Quigley. Back in the arena for Tipton, Jackson Money. 35 left, second quarter. 18-16, now 19-16. Another sub in the ballgame. Back in the game is Ryan Tracy. get a breather is 21. Landon Spidell. Spidell chipping in with a couple at the foul stripe. 19-60, three-point advantage. Tipped him at 27 left. Charlie Seberg outside the arc. He'll pass it back around. Mikey Stapleton, now Nick Page. Picked up there by Nolan Swan. A score pass, Seberg. They'll bounce it in. A little baseline jumper. Ray Clayton, shot would go, tracking down the board. Trying to with Mikey Stapleton. Couldn't reach it. Goes on out of bounds. Coach Cliff Hawkins sends Jackson Money back in the ballgame. So Gavin Harris going to take a breather. Jackson Money back in the game. Jackson Money going to inbound the basketball on the sideline at court into Grady Carpenter. 5:08, clock moving. Second quarter, 19-16. Blue Devils by three. Long three-point shot. Rims out long. Would go for Nolan Swan. Jackson Money trying to get the rebound. It's tipped away and picked up by Nick Page. He's in the front court. The dribble. He'll bounce it down low. Ball's hard to handle. Step by Kipling and work it up ahead. Jackson Money left hand layup is good. Albert Schwartz right on his back. I should say breathing down his back. Couldn't get the block. 21-16. 4:36 on the game clock. Charlie Seberg out top. They're working to Nick Page. Dribble in. He'll take a front layup right side. Couldn't get the bucket. Gonna bring the ball down. I'm gonna tie it up. It's Ray Clayton. Gonna be a lockup right here. Jump ball situation. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Central Catholic. Put it in play. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Nick Page is gonna toss it in. He's guarded there by Grady Carpenter. Goes out of bounds. Reflexes, I believe. Grady got a foot on that one. Point blank range. Grady Carpenter gonna guard the inbound once again. This time from the side court. Fix the net. Net's got a bit of a bit stretched and it's kind of hanging on right there. Official goes over. Knocks it back in with the basketball. So Nick Page is going to inbound the basketball. Bounce pass. Charlie Seberg gets it inside. Bert Schwartz. Schwartz on the dribble. He'll dribble in and go off the glass right-handed. Wouldn't go. Rebound front court picked up by Nolan Swan. They go to the front court. They'll bounce it back. Grady Carpenter. Three-point shot on the way. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound front court. Sam Quigley, pass it back out top, Nolan Swan, now back down, Jackson Money. Turnaround jumper wouldn't go. Rebound Grady Carpenter. Go off the glass, couldn't get the first one. Got his own rebound, put it back up off the glass. In the paint, right side, Grady Carpenter working the board. I'm out on the floor. 3:58 left in the second quarter. Tipton, 23. Central Catholic, 16. We'll miss him. Game is in part. Brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. At the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. Reach them by telephone at 317-984-4931. And that number is 317-984-931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts. Cicero. Central Catholic going to bring it from the backcourt. Up the timeline. Nick Page over the right side. Charlie Seberg. Back to Page. Way out top. Get the ball back around. They're working inside. They go off the glass with Albert Schwartz. Couldn't get the first shot. Got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. Works for two, 23-18, Blue Devils by five, 33 left here in the second quarter. Jackson Money, now back out top, Sam Quigley. The right side behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Here dicks it off. On the pass, Nolan Swan. Hit Nolan Swan in unison. Good jump shot. The left elbow, 2 points for Nolan. 25-18, Blue Devils by seven. 3:14 left here in the second quarter. Out top, around the perimeter. Nick Page, in the corner, Charlie Seberg. Now Ray Clayton will put it down low. We'll get it inside to Albert Schwartz. Higher two, and ball's out of bounds. But they with last touch by Tipton. So Central Catholic going to bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. 3:06 left. 25-18, Blue Devils in front. Will be brought in, Nick Page. They're tossing it deep out top. Where's the Charlie Seberg? Back to Page. Throw it down low, Albert Schwartz. To try to get it to Hardebeck. will be tipped off the hand of Jackson Money. I don't know if it was double tipped. I believe Hardebeck hit it the second time. I believe it's a good call. They're going to bring the ball in halfway in the front court. They'll pass it to the back court. Hardebeck passes it in. Nick Page. Nick Page is going to bring it across the timeline. And him right here is Sam Quigley. They pick up a screen from Seberg. Seberg will get the ball back around. They'll work back to the corner. Nick Page back to Seberg, well out top. Hardebeck on the dribble. Seberg now back to Hardebeck. Started there by Jackson Money. In that zone, tipped in Blue Devils. Going to work it down low. Ray Clayton found the bucket. And Nick Page found him with the assist. 25-20. In the front court. To the corner. Three-point shot in the air. He goes. That was Sam Quigley. Leaving on Albert Schwartz. Now to Nick Page. The front court with the basketball. He'll pick up the dribble. Outside to Art Charlie Seberg. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound nearly picked up by Ray Clayton. It's picked up by Grady Carpenter. The front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Working back out. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Left-handed. Working against him is Nick Page. He's going to pick up a screen from Ryan Tracy. Dribble in. They'll work to the right corner baseline. Sam Quigley brings it back out. Back to Grady. Grady going to go baseline and go off the glass. Two-point bucket good. And Grady Carpenter is 27-20. 10 by 7. 140 left here in the first half. We're going to round the perimeter. We're going to back out top. Hardebeck. Back to Nick Page. To the corner. Seabird. Working into Ray Clayton. Go off the glass. Shot and go. Rebound. Nolan Swan. Swan to the front court on the dribble, left-handed. Bounce it down low to go off the glass. Ryan Tracy, the benefactor from a good pass from Nolan Swan. 29-20. 15 left here in the first half. Page out top. He'll work at left side to Alex Hardebeck. Back out to Page. Back to Hardebeck. Hardebeck on a back pedal dribble. Working against Jackson Money. They'll work at the Ray Clayton. They'll pass it down low. Alex Schwartz. Schwartz on the dribble. Lost the handle. Regathers it. Top of the circle. Dribble in. Kicks it back out. Charlie Seberg. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound spot for it. Finally touched and passed by Central Catholic. Tipped and Blue Devils are going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Nolan Swan going to bounce it in to Grady Carpenter. 46 seconds left. First half. It's 29-20. Devils by 9 in the front court. Behind the arc, Sam Quigley. Out top, Nolan Swan. Left side behind the arc. Working the basketball, Grady Carpenter. 33 seconds left. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Quigley fighting for the board there. The whistle a foul. In the backcourt. It's going to be whistled on Nolan Swan. 27.8 seconds left. It's Drake Harris going to send Mikey Stapleton back in the ballgame. About 28 seconds, taking a breather. For 10, Alex Hardebeck. Hardebeck, a kick punt return. 25 seconds left. Going to bring it to the timeline. Going to walk it to the timeline. Nick Page picked up at half court by Sam Quigley. 18 seconds left. Nick Page working the basketball. Getting the tail in there. He's going to be screened off by Albert Schwartz. They'll pass it down low. Schwartz right-handed layup is good. 6 seconds left. Grady Carpenter. Timeline, we're going to right here, Nolan Swan. He's going to dribble in. 1 second, he'll take a floater, and he'll get it. Nolan Swan, about a 14-foot floater. Buzzer. We're halfway through this ball game. Gibson Blue Devils, 31. Central Catholic Knights, 22. A good ball game in the works. We get to hear the band once again. They do some good covers. Job right there. Then what they can cover about any song you want to hear. Also mentioned this game is in part brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Jim Dandy Restaurant, good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you in every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first 3-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first. No matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Gibson in Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, making each visit like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times. are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling for name. Also mention this game is in part being brought to you. At least the Stokes Bear. Your Stokes Bear featuring 21 cheap company. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 217-513-4086. Get her number, 317-513-4086. So it's simple. And you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Cheats Company, 317-513-4086. And also bringing you tonight's contest is AGM Auto. AGM Auto LLC, if you're unaware, AGM stands for a good mechanic. Vouch for that. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look further. AGM can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. They also do classic car and truck restoration. If you've got a truck or a car set in an old barn, in an old garage, whether or not it has a tarp over it, you can bring that car or that truck in AGM Auto, and they can sit down with you. They can talk it over. They can get that vehicle top-notch once again. AGM Auto are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana, half a mile west of town, 6660 266 Street. Open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto, classic car restoration. Check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. Or you can dial them up at 317-984-5283. And their number is 317-984-5283. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is also in part brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since the year 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. If you're unaware, first game of the season, baseball, Central Catholic and Tipton, March 25th. Watch your calendars. That game's slated to be over here. Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. So football in the fall, the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Blue Devil basketball. And Hamilton Heights, Lady Hussies basketball. Got to mention, after tonight's ball game, I'm going to beeline about an hour and a half. The Huntington, I'm going to say stay in Huntington Hotel, get up early tomorrow morning. Some Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, the Norwell Lady Knights are playing the semi-state first game at 10 a.m. Huntington North High School. If you want to tune in, 10 o'clock, have a free game about 9:40 a.m. 10 a.m. tip-off. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies currently 24-2 on the season, ranked in the final poll, number one in Class 3A. And right behind them, Orwell Lady Knights. They're 21-4 on the season. They are ranked in the final poll at number two. That might be a good one tomorrow at 10 a.m. Stay tuned if you want to hear the 8 o'clock championship game, me in sports. Be there. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, and you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, the high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, located at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available. The truck with the Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find Dirk. Dirk will greet you, lead you around the lot right there, and he'll help you find the truck that you're needing for your travel. We'll mention Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away. Any travel, Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about these two schools. Central Catholic Knights, if Blue Devils, looked up on JohnHarrell.net. John Harrell, what a quality guy. I really enjoy him. I have been able to meet him one time at a North-South football game at North Central High School. That was in the summer. It was hot. And we'll mention JohnHarrell.net. Stats go back to 1994. I went back to 1994, found out that the Knights, the Tipton Blue Devils, go as far back as 2012. We'll mention Blue Devils lead the series. They played six times. This game here tonight is game number seven in the series. They have four wins. Central Catholic has two. Last time they got together was 5 years ago. It was on January 19, 2018. Tip got the win 60-49. Two prior contests, January 20th, 2017, Central Catholic got the win 63-45. Then on December 19, 2015, Central Catholic got the win 65-60. That game took overtime. Then on December 20th, 2014, Tipton win over LCC 54-51. And as Tipton was in the process of winning three in a row, their second was December 14th, 2013, 69, Central Catholic 20-62. And December 16th, 2012, Tipton 63, LCC 51. Back in 2013, head coach Brad Dickey for Tipton, 25-3 on the season, to the semi-state, fell to Bowman Academy, in Tipton, 67-64. I was at that game. Me in sports was there covering the game. Mike Crawford. Sure you remember Mike Crawford. Lila Crawford's brother. Lila is the pro basketball coach. A quality lady. I tell you what, that girl could play on a boys team when she was playing for Tipton. Crawford got 40 that year. They fell to Bowman Academy. Then the previous year, Coach Brad Dickey, 24-4 on the season, fell once again to Bowman Academy in the semi-state, 69-64. Mike Crawford, the junior, got 40 points in that ball game. Put me in sports was also there. And what a game, I tell you what. Interesting basketball. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Clock's rolling down, 43 seconds left here on the intermission clock. Ball's going to be inbound also the possession here. We're going to give it to Tipton. Let's get the abbreviate the clock here. 29, 28 seconds, 27. They're going to abbreviate the clock. Maybe not. So they're making some joyful noises right here. Spirit section for Central Catholic. Looking pretty good. And they got the construction type of tonight. I'm going to roll this clock all the way down. But that's okay. and give that snow a chance to melt a little bit, we'll hope. They'll also be brought in Jackson Money. Second half, 31-22, Blue Devils inbound the basketball to Sam Quigley. Bring it to the front court. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan Swan. Behind the back dribble, he'll take a shot at the free throw line. Two-point bucket good, Nolan Swan. 33-22, Blue Devils by 11. The front court. Ray Clayton works at right side, backpedal dribble. Bobby Metzger. They bring it back out, he'll reset the offense in the center circle. Looks at left side, Mikey Stapleton back to Bobby. Working back to right side, Nick Page. Up top, Bobby, Mikey Stapleton, now Bobby Metzger. To the corner, Bobby Metzger. They're working back around, Nick Page back to Bobby Metzger. Now moving the ball around the perimeter. Cross-court skip pass, Mikey Stapleton. Take a baseline jumper, shot with a go, rebound, Ryan Tracy. Tracy for Tipton with the board. Back to Nolan Swan, now Grady Carpenter across the timeline. Bring it back around, through the legs, he'll dribble into paint. Take a floater, and a seven-footer, got it. Rims around, it falls in, Grady Carpenter for two. 35-22. Devils by 13, balls in the front court. Out top, Mikey Stapleton. Bring it to Nick Page. Side around the perimeter. To the corner, Albert Schwartz. Bring it down low, tipped out of bounds, can be touched by Tipton. I didn't know Nolan Swan, quick hands. So, Central Catholic Knights going to bring it in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Bobby Metzger. Bobby Metzger, a junior class member. They're working in deep behind the arc, Nick Page. He's on the dribble, picks it up. Works the left side behind the arc, Bobby Metzger back to Page. Side of the perimeter, working to Mikey Stapleton. Back to Nick Page, and working back around. Three-point shot on the way, rims out long. Shot would go for Bobby Metzger. Great place, besides the boards it. Picked up by Nolan Swan, and working up ahead, off the glass, two-point bucket. Grady Carpenter, timeout on the floor. Central Catholic. Going to talk this one over. Going to take a full 60-second timeout. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. The Blue Devils 37, Central Catholic Knights 22. Also mentioned, this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. Sell a myriad of products you can choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're in rural Atlanta, Indiana, or actually closer to Elwood. Right there on Henry Gunn Road, 7857. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-52-130. That's 765-552-135. Take that at 5130. You can probably talk to Alan Runyon. 6'5". He played ball in high school. The freshman when I was a senior. We're going in the front court. We're going to back around. Nick Page. Outside the arc, Mikey Stapleton. Get it back to Bobby Metzger. He'll backpedal. He'll go to the corner with it. Albert Schwartz. Off court, chip pass, Nick Page. Outside, Bobby Metzger. Back to Schwartz behind the arc. In that 2-3 zone, Blue Devils cutting off their passing lanes. We're going to back outside, Bobby Metzger. 5:52 on the game clock. The quarter, 37-22. They're working down low, Nick Page. Inside out. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Taken by Mikey Stapleton. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. Going to be a foul on the floor. Schwartz is going to absorb a foul. Foul's going to be whistled on for 11. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's going to take up his second foul. First, third quarter on either team. Brought in. Sits out. Come back around. Bobby Metzger. Mikey Stapleton. Now Ray Clayton. Back out to Albert Schwartz. Well behind the arc. Dribble once. Working to the elbow, going to be a reach-in foul. To say Noah Swan going to pick up his third foul here in the third quarter with 5:31 left. Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to have to think about this one. Going to lead him in the ballgame for the moment. Going to be brought in half court, front court. Clayton, Bobby Metzger. Now on Mikey Stapleton, now to Metzger back out top. Sit around the perimeter, go to the corner with it, Nick Page. He'll bounce it in, Ray Clayton. Back out, three-point shot on the rim, wouldn't go. shot taken by Bobby Metzger. It's going to be a rebounding foul. But they're going to whistle a foul on Tipton. They're going to say Nolan Swan is going to be the recipient. He's going to pick up number four, 12 seconds after number three. A lot of folks in disbelief from Tipton High School. They travel well. They brought in Landon Spidell in the ballgame for Nolan Swan. Team left. We're to the baseline. Tip it back out. Sam Quigley nearly got a steal. It's back into him. Bobby Metzger. Looks to the left side, Nick Page. Corner, Ray Clayton back to Page. He's on the dribble. He'll bounce it. High side. They'll go to corner. Mikey Stapleton, three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Landon Spidell. Spidell outlet. Brady Carpenter in the front court. Ryan Tracy. He's open for three. He'll get it. Right corner baseline. Ryan Tracy, as mentioned. Ryan Tracy on the season, shooting 38%. Three-point land. Say 30% is good. 38 is tremendous. They're working in. Albert Schwartz. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Rims out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter's in the front court in a hurry. Dribble in. In the paint. Take the floater. He got it. Coast to coast. Grady Carpenter for two. 42-22. Blue Devils by 20. Then outside the arc, he'll thought about going to the corner. Mikey Stapleton. Back to Metzger. Back to Stapleton. Baseline, Ray Clayton. Back outside the arc with the basketball. Mikey Stapleton. Bring it back around. He'll go to the corner with it. Nick Page. Stapleton will dribble in. He'll take a layup. Mikey Stapleton for two. 3:53 on the game clock. Grady Carpenter going to slow it up. He'll pick it up across the timeline. To the right side to Ryan Tracy. 42-24, Blue Devils by 18. The dribble out top, Grady Carpenter. So we're going to right side. Ryan Tracy, he'll dribble in. To Carpenter, he'll launch a three. It'll rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Bobby Metzger. To work it up ahead, Mikey Stapleton. Couldn't catch up with the basketball. Going to go out of bounds in the front court. Ends up on the stage. Charlie Seaberg back in the ballgame. Alex Hardebeck back in the ballgame. The Blue Devils going to bring it into the backcourt. And Quigley will bring it to the timeline. Bring him up the timeline, Bobby Metzger. Working right side behind the arc, Ryan Tracy. Tracy on the dribble. Working against him is Alex Schwartz. Side arc, Grady Carpenter. Back out top. Ryan Tracy back to Grady. Grady spin move, right elbow. He'll work it in. He'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. They're going to call blocking foul. Looking hard off the glass there. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter's trying to get the bucket. They're going to whistle a foul on Nick Page. Nick Page has one in the contest. Foul number one in the third quarter. Mitchell Catholic. The Knights have three. First shot up. And good, Grady Carpenter. He'll get one more. Carpenter on the season, he's shooting 61% to the line. He's now 56 for 91 and 56 for 92. Couldn't get the second. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. The front court, Bobby Metzger. Right side, Alex Hardebeck. Working around the perimeter, Nick Page. Now back outside, Bobby Metzger. Back to Page out in front of Coach Drake Barrett. The dribble, he'll bring it back out behind ours. Jackson Money providing good defense. Right there, going to be a three-point shot. Charlie Seaberg, shot wouldn't go. Left elbow extended. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll put the pass up ahead against the Sam Quigley. Quigley tries to go left-handed layup. Quigley's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. So Sam Quigley's going to shoot a couple. Sam Quigley, he's going to work on his free throw percentage. Right there, Sam Quigley hasn't shot a free throw several games. Shot rims out long. We go. 2:38 on the game clock. He has one more. 43-24. Blue Devils by 19. Now by 20. Quigley got the back end of a two-shot foul. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. H. Bobby Metzger across the timeline on the dribble. Right side, Charlie Seaberg. Come back around outside the basketball. Bobby Metzger. About move to the inside, go to the corner with it. Nick Page. Back out top, Metzger with the right side to Seaberg. The corner, the dribble, that's Hardebeck. Take that bear, Hardebeck, Allen. They'll kick it back out. and dribble in Nick Page to take a bucket. He'll get the bucket. The folks want to travel. I don't believe he did. Might have went up with 1 foot, got the other on the floor, and he got the bucket. 24-26. We're outside the arc. Jackson Money being guarded there by Alex Hardabeck. We're working outside. Jackson Money gets it to Tracy. Bring it back. Grady Carpenter. I dribble in the paint. Couldn't get the bucket to go, but he'll be fouled in the act of shooting. And a whistleless foul of 34, Alex Schwartz. 1:48 on the game clock, third quarter. 34-26. Eddie Carpenter is going to shoot two at the stripe. So, a group of fans on hand tonight. He gets the first one. Blue Devils, the Knights, playing for first place, Hoosier Conference. A shot also good. 46-26, Blue Devils in front to try to pass to Hardabeck. Hardabeck wasn't looking for the pass. He's going to go out of bounds, going to belong to Tipton. Sam Quigley going to toss it in. Grady Carpenter. He's going to walk it to the timeline. Carpenter, a 6'6" junior. We're going back in the paint. Jump shot, free throw line, Jackson Money. Caught it on a dime, jumped on a dime, and put it in the bucket. 2-point bucket for Jackson Money. 48-26. Blue Devils in front. To the corner. That's Hardabeck. Back out, Bobby Metzger. Back, bounce pass outside the arc. Nick Page. Back, Metzger. Bring it in or bring it back out. Piddle dribble. Now Charlie Seabird. Fill the corner with it. Or Schwartz. He'll dribble in. Outside the paint. Works to Nick Page. Bounce it in. For 10, Alex Hardabeck, trying to go off the glass, got his shot blocked, he got his own rebound. Trying to save the basketball there, it's going to be a jump ball. Landon Spidell, that ball gets on the floor, and Landon Spidell, the vicinity. Landon Spidell is going to lock it up. So they're talking something over right now, I'm not quite sure. If boys will be boys, oh, jump ball, alternate possession arrow, gives it back to Central Catholic. The bucket on the baseline. Bobby Metzger looking to get in. He'll bounce it in. Nick Page. See 2 seconds left. Third quarter. Out top. 3-point shot on the way. Bobby Metzger. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Albert Schwartz. Might get him for a push off on the rebound, and they will. Albert Schwartz going to pick up the foul. He's going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. He'll take a breather. 27.2 left. Be back starting fourth quarter. The medium five from Coach Barrett. Brought into the backcourt. 42 seconds left. Quickly on the dribble. They just crossed the timeline. We're going to get them Bobby Metzger. Work it right. Right side, Grady Carpenter. Got top, Ryan Tracy. Left side behind the arc, Jackson Money. He'll dribble in. Take a jumper just outside the paint. Baseline shot good for Jackson Money. 26. 21 seconds left. Third quarter. Outside the arc. Page to the corner. Bring it back out. 22. Ray Clayton in the ballgame. To the corner. Nick Page. Point shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Grady Carpenter. They try to go coast to coast. Thought about it. Reaching in. Metzger almost got the steal. All ends up in the hands of Landon Spidell. Takes the elbow shot and drives back. Couldn't get the bucket. That's going to bring us to a close at the third quarter. After 3 quarters of play. The Blue Devils, 50. Central Catholic Knights, 26. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by Towers, Septic and Sewer. Towers, Septic and Sewer, a family-owned business in Hamilton County. It's the year 2000. Started as a father and son business. Now grown to a three-generation business. We pump residential and commercial septic tank and grease traps, servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Give them a call at 317-339-9327. Again, their number is 317-339-9327. Towers, Septic and Sewer. You can reach them. They're just between Noblesville and Cicero along State Road 19. So fourth quarter, I'm ready to come up right here. Here comes the second quarter. 60-second timeout between quarters. Alternate possession arrow. Give the ball to the Tipton Blue Devils. Be brought in. Of course, Jackson Money. To guard the inbound with Mikey Stapleton, you're going to make it difficult. Get it to Sam Quigley and nearly a steal. Quigley comes up with Mikey Stapleton working foot for foot. Sam Quigley, now in the front court. Quigley, bounce it off. Ryan Tracy accepts the basketball out top near the center circle. Jackson Money gives it back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter takes so. When he's working against Ray Clayton, he's going to dribble in. They're calling for a step. Not quite sure if he didn't step over a foot. Anyway, they give the ball back to Central Catholic. See, 26. Blue Devils by 24. It's in the front court. We're in the left side. Ray Clayton on the dribble out top. Moves it right side. Charlie Seaberg picks up the dribble. The corner with it. Mikey Stapleton back to Seaberg. Now the corner with Stapleton again. So reverse layup. Left-handed reverse layup from the right corner baseline. Nice looking play from Mikey Stapleton. 50 to 28. The whistle in the front court. Landis Fidel going to absorb a foul from Alex Hardebeck. Two guys might remember a football game. I say what, they were both in the game probably about all the time. Landis Fidel, Alex Hardebeck. Both of them have been in the weight room. That's purely evident. We'll see if we can get Landis Fidel in that weight room. We're going to back out top. Basketball team quickly bounces. Out behind the arc, Ryan Tracy into free throw line. They get it to Grady Carpenter. Spin move outside the paint. They'll take a floater off the glass. Got it. Grady Carpenter, two-point bucket, 52-28. Outside the arc, Charlie Seaberg, three-point shot wouldn't go. Foul on the play during the rebound. The whistle is foul on Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell going to pick up the foul. And we'll double check. He has two. The ball game. That's one foul each side here in the fourth quarter. He brought in. Drive the bucket on the baseline. Charlie Seaberg. Looking to get it in. He does. To the corner. Albert Ports. He'll go baseline drive. Get back out. 3-point shot in the air. Mikey Stapleton couldn't get it. Rebound. Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy at 6'4". Then right there on the rebound. Against Alex Hardebeck at 52. So the foul's whistled on Hardebeck. He's got two in the contest. Foul number two here in the fourth quarter on Central Catholic. Blue Devils have one. Top of the basketball center circle. Sam Quigley. He'll dribble left. And against him is Mikey Stapleton. They'll bounce it. 2-point shot in the air. Ryan Tracy couldn't get it. Ryan Tracy from 2-point land. 73%. Now 41 for 56 from 2-point land. Good. Back outside the arc, trying to outside the paint. Albert Schwartz rebounds his own shot. Go back up. 2-point shot, and he'll get it. Schwartz cracking up on some rebounds and the back up. Good. 52 to 30. Blue Devils in front. From the right side of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. The work at left side on the dribble. Working against him is 23, Charlie Seaberg. Charlie Seaberg, sophomore athlete. Outside the arc, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter's shot is good. Looking back to the front court in a hurry. Close shot, right side, wouldn't go. Mikey Stapleton to back out. Seaberg boards the basketball. Seaberg going to go baseline, try to go off the glass. Reach over the top. Foul's going to be whistled on Landon Spidell. Spidell going to pick up his third foul in the ballgame. Charlie Seaberg going to go to the foul stripe. He's going to shoot a couple. Seaberg on the season shooting 91%. Seaberg shooting 91%. He's 10 for 11. He's going to get a couple right here. First shot up and good. He's 11 for 12. Nolan Swan back in the ballgame. He has four fouls. The contest in a breather is number 5, Sam Quigley. Charlie Seaberg, you'll have one more. Second shot up and also good. Seaberg on the season, he quite well. Think about that, he's a 6'1 junior. The internet time is a strike right there, 91%. He's now 12 for 13 on the season. He's going to be brought in backcourt. He's going to be brought in 4 feet away, baseline to baseline. Brought in Jackson Money, Brady Carpenter. Carpenter across the timeline and a slot pace. He'll work at left side. Hand off Nolan Swan. 5:15 left in the ball game. Out top of the basketball, Brady Carpenter. Outside Jackson Money, he'll dribble in. He dribble and dish it off. Try to get it to Landon Spidell. Tipped out of his hands into Albert Fortune's hands. Back the other direction. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good. That's Nick Page for two. 55-34. Blue Devils by 21. He and the ball off in the backcourt, Jackson Money. Meet him at half court, Mikey Stapleton. Outside behind the arc, Nolan Swan. Swan picked up right there by Bobby Metzger. Over to the corner, Grady Carpenter being guarded there. Nick Page, he'll go baseline drive. Kick it back out. Thought about a three. He'll step over, take a three. Ryan Tracy, 3-point shot, ready to go. Rebound, Albert Schwartz. They'll get it to the point guard, Bobby Metzger. Metzger in the front court on the dribble, works the left side. Nick Page. Down low to Albert Schwartz. Off the glass. Left side of the rim. Good. Albert Schwartz for two. 55-36. 4:08 left. Blue Devils in front. Top of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Back to Grady Carpenter. Pick up the dribble inside the arc. They work it back to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. They go to the corner with it. And Tracy. Tracy back to the corner. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot. Good. Swan from the left corner baseline nails the three. 58-36. The dribble. Working back out. Out inside out play. 3-point shot. Good at the other end. Central Catholic. Mikey Stapleton for three. 3:33 left. Fourth quarter. Dribble across the timeline. Nolan Swan. Working against them. Bobby Metzger. Working outside the arc. Jackson Money. He'll take a jump shot. 2-point land by the 12-footer. Wouldn't go. Down Terrence. Step there. Bobby Metzger. Top. Mikey Stapleton. Back pedal dribble. We're going to get him. Nolan Swan and Jackson Money. Ball tips. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs. It's all white. He pushed it. His point is a different way. He said white. Maybe he said off-white. But it's going to be brought in half court right in front of the scores bench. Grady Carpenter. Into Nolan Swan. Back to Grady. Across the timeline at a walk pace. 3:05 on the game clock. Works it left side, working down low. Off the glass, 2-point bucket, good. Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to absorb a bit of a push. Not too dangerous, but okay. He'll get one more shot and credit another assist. Grady Carpenter. 60-39. Jackson Money going to shoot one. 3-point play opportunity. Jackson Money got it. 61-39, Blue Devils to the front court. Top of the basketball, Bobby Metzger works it to Ray Clayton. He'll dribble the lane. Underhanded scoop shot. Right-handed layup is good for Ray Clayton. Clayton, a 6'5 junior, averages 9.7 a game. 2:32 left. Blue Devils in the front court. Nolan Swan outside the arc. Bouncing in. Baseline. The Carpenter shot going to go. Rebound, Ray Clayton. Pass it up ahead. Mikey Stapleton will get the bucket on the baseline just inside the paint. 2:24 left. 1:43. Blue Devils, 18. We'll work it down baseline. Bounce it. Ryan Tracy going to get the bounce pass stolen by Albert Schwartz. If Schwartz shows the good dribbling exhibition, as he goes coast to coast. Off the glass, Schwartz for two. 61-45, 16-point advantage, 2 minutes left. Devils in the front court, Ryan Tracy. Top center circle, Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble right. Working against him is Nick Page, a spin move. He take a floater, long off the rim. Shot would go, tipped out, set by Bobby Metzger. Pulled right side off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Rebound's going to be secured by Mikey Stapleton. And then the whistle is foul on Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan's going to take a breather. Nolan Swan's going to exit the ball game with his fifth foul. A couple of them were questionable. He's going to take a breather and get to see Nolan Swan into the ball game next time versus LaPel. Be at LaPel. Ball game Thursday, 22nd. The final game for both schools. The regular season. From back out top, Ray Clayton, Albert Schwartz works a right side jump shot. Mike baseline going to go for Mike Stapleton. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. So we're going to see the front court with the basketball. The dribble, Grady Carpenter. Out top, Jackson Money back to Grady. We're going to right side. He's going to dribble into paint. Lost the handle, got it back. Back to Landon Spidell, mask of Ryan Tracy. Deep in the front court, working against him, Albert Schwartz. Out top, Sam Quigley. Working around the perimeter, Grady Carpenter. 1:10 left. 70 seconds left. Baseline drive. Grady Carpenter, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Clayton's going to save the ball from going out of bounds. Get it into Bobby Metzger. He'll go to the front court on the dribble. Albert Schwartz back to Metzger in the corner. He's got a dribble available. Out top, three-point shot on the way. Good. And Mikey Stapleton for three. 46 seconds left. 61-48, Blue Devils by 13. 38 seconds in the front court. Jackson Money will go left side behind Art. Ryan Tracy back to Jackson. Well out top in the front court. So right side behind Art. Grady Carpenter goes dribble in to go off the glass. Two-point shot is good off the glass. Grady Carpenter found an opening. And Grady Carpenter evidently has just surpassed. Grady Carpenter has just hit his 1,000th point in his career. So Grady Carpenter, just a junior. Got a lot more points in front of him. 63-48. 25.2 left. They stopped the game. Give him a credit where credit is due. Crossing the sideline, Bobby Metzger. Out top, Ray Clayton. Out top, Albert Schwartz. Metzger to the corner, Mikey Stapleton. Three-point shot, good. Right corner baseline from Stapleton. 2 seconds left, got across the timeline with the basketball. Grady Carpenter. Step across the 10-second line, 3 seconds. 1 second, and this ball game complete. Final score, Tipton Blue Devil, 63. Central Catholic Knights, 51. Devils and the Knights got basically almost the regular season behind them. I mentioned Central Catholic Knights have a few games to remain regular season. Remind you, the Central Catholic Knights play again tomorrow night. They'll travel to Crawfordsville, battle with the Athenians. Tipton Blue Devils going to play on Thursday. Take a few days off. They'll be back Thursday, the 22nd. The 30 to Tipton as they travel to LaPel High School, and they'll have their final game with LaPel the regular season. And we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention the Blue Devils have captured the Hoosier Conference title for 2023-24. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank the hospitality right here at Central Catholic High School. It's always the best. Thank you for tuning in, and no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Thank you for joining us, Katie. Thank you for joining us next Tuesday night when we host Ron Collins for a 5:30 JV start, 7 o'clock varsity.
I think we're posting right now. I'm going to talk to the Tipton Blue Devils. Grady Carpenter, I tell you what, when you go to the rack, you go to the rack.
Yes, sir. My teammates, they tell me to go to the rack hard, look to finish, dish it off to them. That's what I do.
Sounds good. You get a lot of assists. I know you're 8.7 right now. You went up to 10. What happened?
That's on my teammates. It's not a hidden shot. I'm just kidding. It happens. We're winning games. That's all that matters.
This three ball has been working pretty good in the fourth quarter when you need it.
Yeah, I've been improving my shooting. I mean, the ringer, baby.
Knights didn't like that that three ball buzzer at the third quarter.
No, they didn't. But, you know, I had to give it to them.
Oh, they gave it to you, didn't they?
They didn't give it to us.
That game was close.
It was close, but we won. That's all that matters. And we're holding the conference championship trophy, not them.
I agree. I'm all for you guys. You know that.
That's right.
All right. How about you, Drake? Drake, I tell you what, you were 2 for 2, 3-point land, and now you're 3 for 4.
2 for 4?
3 for 4.
Well, you're still doing pretty good. Did you like that starting assignment you got on senior night?
Oh, yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
How well did you like it?
A lot. It was a cool experience.
Coach Cliff Hawkins left you in longer than I thought he would.
I make plays.
I agree. Gavin Hare, I say, well, you can shoot the three ball. You came to the foul line tonight. You're shooting a good foul shot. How's those golf shots doing?
They're doing good, but right now we're just focusing on stacking wins. But in the spring, we'll be ready to hit some golf balls pretty far.
Tell the audience where you're going to play golf in college.
I'll be playing at Ball State University next fall. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity, and I'm really excited.
You talked to your dad one time about golf and you, and he said you're better than him.
Yeah, I'm going to have to probably say that's factual. So, yeah, probably.
Nolan Swan, I tell you what, when you shoot the ball, everybody holds their breath because they know it's going to be special.
Yeah, I mean, I've always worked on my shooting a lot, and those open looks at the top for my teammates like Grady Carpenter finding me wide open, so.
But, Nolan Swan, you left the game early tonight. I wasn't in agreement with the whistle.
No, but I mean, a lot of that's on me. I've got to be smarter at times. This has happened too many times this year. I've got to be smarter coming into tournament play here soon.
So what, coming up this week on Thursday, you're going to have your regular season final game with LaPel. It's going to be their regular season final game.
Yeah, LaPel's a good team. We're going to have to do a lot of preparation. They've been hot recently. They've got a couple really good guys, so we're looking forward to the challenge.
Good. Ryan Tracy, I tell you what, your three ball's good. It's become better. But your two ball, you're shooting in the near 80% pile.
Just take off my teammates give me, specifically Grady Carpenter, he gets me wide open, I just finish.
You have the ability to dribble the ball coast to coast. I didn't know you could handle the ball that well. You handle it well.
Yeah, that's something I was raised on my whole life, just be able to do everything to the best of my ability, and that's something I value.
You have fun playing with these guys.
Yeah, time of my life. Love you guys.
That sounds good. Jackson Money, you were pretty much on fire again tonight. I tell you what, your turnaround jumper is unstoppable.
Thank you. I struggled with a few shots, but, with these teammates behind me, they hit everything else, so I just let it come to them.
I was watching you pregame, and I saw you can almost dunk the basketball at 6 feet tall.
Yes, sir, I can dunk. My teammates have seen it, so it's fun.
Okay, well, I'd like to see it next game. I'll watch it lapel. But you can get up, and I appreciate you.
All right, I will. I'll give it to you next Thursday.
All right, that's the Tips and Blue Devils. We're out of here.